Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post. The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week Wednesday 2-1 after a pair of wins over Webster City and a loss to Fort Dodge. I caught up with Thurm on the Game 1 victory over Webster City on Monday, the loss against Fort Dodge Tuesday, and the Game 2 victory over Webster City Wednesday.
You know, we came out ready to play. We put up that big 7-run second inning, and that kind of put us on cruise control a little bit there. Chase did a nice job on the mound. It was a hot night to pitch, and, he got us into the sixth inning there, and I thought Griff did a nice job coming in and putting out just a little bit of a fire there in that sixth inning and then finishing it off in the seventh. But defensively, we were solid. We were clean all night there. And, offensively, just did some nice things up there. Had put together some good at-bats. Took their ace out in the second inning. So we're pretty pleased with that.
Tuesday night, non-conference game down at Fort Dodge. A tough one for you. First, just thoughts on the Tuesday game against Fort Dodge in non-conference play.
Came out ready. We put up a 5-spot in the first, top half of the first inning. And, you put up a number like that. You like to come in and get out and then shut them down and follow that up and get back in and hit, and it just fell apart from the get-go. First batter had a pop-up and we should have had, and just kind of miscommunication type thing with it. We let that fall and just opened up after that, and it was just, you name it, it happened, and we struggled recovering from that. And you just, those are those things that you just can't let it snowball, and you got to flush it no matter how frustrating it is. And it was a little bit of a struggle with that. So it's one of those things you learn from it and you move on, and you put that in the past, and you got to come out and be ready to go the next night. And that's one great thing about baseball. You don't have to sit around a week and dwell on it. You get another shot the next night out.
You get a win Wednesday night, 13-2 in 5 innings over the Webster City Lynx. Just thoughts from the performance.
Yeah, great response. We have confidence in these guys that's what they're going to do with it. But, that's a little bit of a kick in the seat there with Fort Dodge. But the kids came out right away, made a couple nice plays in that first inning to keep them scoreless, and then we came out and swung the bats real well in that first inning and just, put the bat on the ball, had some clutch hits with two outs, and we were able to put up 9 runs. And you get 9 runs like that, you kind of ease up a little bit, and pitchers can just get in attack mode with everything, and that's what we did. And, we were pretty clean most of the night, had a little hiccup in the fifth inning with that. All in all, it was just a good night overall for us.
So, Coach, elongated break here coming up. What's next for the team as you navigate a few of these off days?
Yeah, just try to stay sharp with it. You don't like long breaks at this point in the year, but schedule's the schedule, and you just deal with it. We'll get a couple practices in and get a weight session in, and a little rest isn't a bad thing either. We're getting into the kind of starting to get into the dog days of the season with it. We're going to have some hot weather, and we'll try to get rested up and give the arms a little bit of a break. But we got a big one coming up on Monday night, so we'll do what we need to do to be ready and enjoy the weekend, and then just be ready to get after it on Monday.
Monday night, 1-2 in the conference with you in second and Algona in first in the NCC. Thoughts going into that big matchup on Monday, doubleheader against the Algona Bulldogs here in Humboldt?
Yeah, technically we're still in the race for this thing, and everything you got is going to go into game one with it, and just come out and be ready to go, and just a great opportunity for us to go out and compete and see where we're at with Algona. And I like our team. I like the depth that we have. I like the consistency we have in all three phases of the game, and I like our chances, and we just have to go out and believe in ourselves and go out and get after it. And really, there's no pressure on us with it. We go out and play, and we'll see what happens with it. But yeah, it's exciting. It's a nice rivalry, and you always like to see how you are against the better teams with it. So that'll be a good test for us.
What's the message to the guys going into that doubleheader on Monday?
Oh, it's just you focus on things that you can control with it. You can't get wrapped up in who you're playing or who they're throwing and anything else for that matter with it. You go out and you just take it pitch by pitch, and you just don't let it get too big. It's a fun game, it's a big game, but in the grand scheme of things, it's just another high school baseball game with it. But kids go out there and we like to compete against Algona, and even going back to last year, I they got us twice, but man, we had opportunities both times with that where we very easily could have gone our way too. And so just looking for another chance chance to go at these guys. So yeah, boys will be ready to go, and these are the ones you play for. It's fun. It'll be, you know, each pitch will have a little bit of electricity with it too, so it'll be a fun one.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win against Webster City, and I wish you best of luck coming up against Algona.
Thank you, Matt.
The Humboldt softball team had a win Monday in extra innings over Webster City, followed by a loss Wednesday to St. Edmund, and a win Thursday over Forest City before the Roland Story Kiwanis tournament on Friday and Saturday. I caught up with Post on the win over the Lynx Monday, the loss against St. Edmund Wednesday, and the win over Forest City on Thursday.
This was a classic Webster City Humboldt battle like the old days used to be, where you just kind of go back and forth. We were able to score one run in the first inning to take the lead, but Webster City responded. They got two in the first, then they built their lead with one in the third and one in the fourth. So heading into the fifth, it's 4-1. You know, we have had some runners on. We had a couple of weird fluky plays that happened that you don't see very often. And then finally there in the fifth inning, we were able to string some hits together coupled with a Webster City error and kind of put them in a bad spot, and we're able to cash in and get four runs to take that 5-4 lead. Webster City was able to score one in the sixth to tie it, and nobody scored in the seventh. However, we had the bases loaded. We just unfortunately couldn't bring those runs in. And then in the eighth, we loaded the bases again and were able to bring in two runs and get them out 1-2-3 in the eighth inning to secure the win, which was a good win for us. Their record doesn't show that they're that good, but they are a solid team, and they pushed us kind of to our limit today. But defensively, we were good. We didn't make any defensive mistakes. And then once we were able to string some of those hits together, we were able to pull out the victory.
The Wildcats falling by the score of 8-2 against the St. Edmund Gales, and NCC play a tough battle right up until the end here for Humboldt and St. Edmund. Coach, tough one here tonight, but what a battle it was through the middle into the late innings, even in the early portion of this good ball game.
We kind of went back and forth. They took advantage of a couple of misplays with two outs on us and picked up a couple of runs there in two innings early on. And then they didn't really do much till this last inning. And finally, they finally hit the ball there in the seventh to extend their lead out a little bit. Unfortunately, our bats were awfully quiet tonight, and in today's game, two runs just isn't going to be enough to win very many ball games, if any at all. And so, and that's kind of just what I told the girls. We've got to be better offensively. We've got to be able to drive the ball, make adjustments, and give ourselves a chance.
Five intentional walks tonight for Mariah Myers. You did not want her to swing the bat for good reason, with her batting average coming in the numbers over 600 this year.
That young lady is a immense talent. She can hit the ball a long ways, and she's very good at making adjustments and finding where the ball is and hunting what she wants. She's awfully close to 700 as a batting average, and we weren't going to let that happen tonight.
After a game like this, where you were battling a majority of this game here against the St. Edmund team, what was that message in the short outfield grass and right field here post-game to the team?
It was defensively, you know, we did enough to get ourselves out of the innings. We just have to follow through and make those plays. And then offensively, we've got to be better. We can't let this loss derail us. You know, we were on a long winning streak there, but they're a ranked team. They're very, very talented. And so we need to just be able to flush it and regroup and start over before the game tomorrow. And then we've got a long weekend of games also, and we can't just hang our heads now. I told them, keep your head up, and we'll regroup and be ready to go tomorrow.
Another thrilling back and forth game. I'm sure the gray hairs are coming out with some of these games here,
right.
But team gets the win. Huge RBI double there, two RBI double by Landry Lash. Take me through just the emotions of getting a win here and bouncing back from yesterday.
Yeah, so we talked about, you know, we needed to come out ready to go, and I thought we actually did that in the first inning, scored three runs, and then we kind of just weren't very sharp defensively tonight, and that hurt us and let them in the game and let them hang around. And then they took the lead, and we had to find a way to get back in the game. And the kids, they're very good with we're never going to give up. We're never out of this game. You know, we've learned both the good way and the bad way that the games are never over until all the outs are secured. And we were able to find a way even in the seventh, to take the lead there and hold it.
You saw LC Hubble, big day today, five RBIs in the game. What are you seeing from your senior in a game that you needed to bounce back from after yesterday?
She was hot when she first got here from soccer, and then she's been scuffling like the last week or so, just kind of getting under balls. And she did a really nice job tonight making that adjustment and driving it, and hopefully this will get her back on the right track.
Landry Lash, the clutch hitting that continues, that big three-run homer against Clear Lake to tie it. Here again today, coming up with a huge two RBI double to retake the lead in the top of the seventh with two outs.
Kind of told her, just relax, hit the ball. We just need a base hit, put it in play here. And, you know, I get a lot of questions about, why do you keep leaving Landry in the nine hole? Why do you keep doing that? Move her up. Well, it's days like today that it really pays off. She's a big contact hitter, and especially when the game's on the line and you're trailing in that seventh inning, and you know, a lot of teams dread seeing the bottom of their order come up, that 7, 8, 9 spot. But honestly, I don't, because I know that we've got contact hitters in those 7, 8, 9 spots, and hopefully we can get at least one of those on base and then flip it over and get our 1, 2, 3 back in there. So she's come up clutch for us in a number of games. She's got a nice swing, and the biggest thing is she puts it in play and uses her speed to her advantage.
You get the win here tonight, Roll the Story Kiwanis softball tournament tomorrow and on Saturday. Just thoughts going into that tournament, as you're going to be facing off against some of the power rankings tougher opponents here these next couple of days.
Yeah, this will be a tough weekend for us. We'll play at 9-1 on Saturday, and hopefully we're ready to go and can compete and make and put on a good show for us.
Yeah, but coming up for your tournament there, Solon, Gilbert, Estherville, Lincoln Central, Benton, all teams that are inside of that top 100 on the all-class power ranking, should be some good softball.
And they've all been in the state tournament. I think all were in the state tournament last year. Benton would be the only team that might not have, and I think it might have been 2 years ago. So they're all very, very talented teams. We'll have to work.
Well, Coach, we also want to turn our attention to Monday against Algona. It's going to be the cancer game. You're going to have that again, especially having a former player who went through a battle like that on staff, and Ashlyn McKenna, formerly known as Ashley Clark. Tell us a little bit about the details of what's going to be happening on Monday.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. There'll be a free will dinner, I believe. There's going to be a silent auction. We'll recognize any cancer survivors that are at the game that want to come out on the field with us before and hang out for the national anthem and just recognize the battle and the struggles and everything that they have overcome to still be with us here. And, you know, it's a special night. There's a lot of people in my family that have been affected by it. So it's a cause that I definitely support. And then, you know, we've had Ashlyn Clark, who's now Ashley McKenna on our staff, that played while battling cancer, and also Joey Smith. So it definitely hits close to home, definitely on two fronts for me. And so we're going to do everything we can to support it. And we encourage everybody to come out just to watch the game and bid on some items or give your free will donation to that. And we just want to make this a big night for them and raise money for the Humboldt County Relay for Life. And then also they're doing the athletic booster money drawing. Giveaway will be between the JV and varsity game for softball, so there'll be a lot of things going on. I think there's still tickets available if you want to get your $100 ticket. Find a booster club member and you can get that and get in on that as well.
And I heard also new uniforms this year.
We have some new Coaches versus Cancer or Cancer Appreciation uniform tops that'll debut on Monday. I showed them to the girls today, since it'll be the last day that we're together with the JV kids, and they thought they were pretty cool. So we're excited to show them off to the public.
That's going
to
be a lot of fun. And again, JV game's going to start 5:30 that day. 7:30 is varsity first pitch for Humboldt against Algona. There'll also be the baseball games going on, so there's a lot going on up at the complex. Make sure to come out, support cancer between all four of those games that are being played up there. So should be a great night as well to honor cancer survivors and try to raise some money as well.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach Post, congratulations on the victory here today. Wish you best of luck in the tournament coming up, and we look forward to seeing you as well Monday.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the coverage and support from everyone, and we hope to see everybody out at the field on Monday.
The Humboldt softball team fell in their only game on Friday at the Roland Story Tournament to Gilbert, and will play again today in that tournament. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.